Yeah, I mean, I can't live in the past. I mean, last year's over. It was a good year, pretty good year. But I'm looking to come out in 2011 and do better. You're always looking to do better. So there's areas I can improve upon and, you know, just looking to have a good year.
What did you take from the chance you got last September?
I think just the things that you pick up from those guys. I mean, they've been around so long and at such a high level. You just see how they prepare and how they go about their business. And you just can't help but get better after being around guys like that.
We had talked, I remember, several times last year. The strikeouts were almost a surprise to you. Is that realistic to expect, or is that something that kind of developed that way? I mean, 165 strikeouts is a lot.
I really don't know. Maybe I don't know, I'm going in a new era of my pitching. I have no idea what happened last year, but, you know, I've been striking out some guys in spring this year, too. But it's like, again, like I said last year, you know, it's not something I'm going to go out trying to do is strike people out. I'm just going to go out there and try to win baseball games, you know, for the Bisons. And that's my main goal.
I'm sorry, what kind of spring did you have? Were you happy with the way you performed?
Yeah, I mean, I felt pretty good about how spring went. It's really my first full spring in a few years because of the injury and stuff. And last year, I took spring very slowly. So really, it was the biggest spring I've probably had since I've been with the Mets, workload-wise. But, you know, I feel prepared, and hopefully it translates into the season.
How did you deal with the situation where you went to spring training, and realistically it was pretty obvious, for the most part, barring injuries, who the five starters are going to be? Yeah. I mean, based on what you did here last year, most guys get a legitimate chance. I mean, you knew that was going to probably not happen. How did you deal with that?
I just dealt with it like any other time. You know, technically I had a chance, I guess, but like I said, those guys were pitching well, and they're healthy, so hopefully they have a great year, and I'll get my shot later. But I just took it as any other spring, you know. My job's just to get ready, myself ready for wherever I play. I can't really worry about where that's going to be. You know, just take it every day and try to get better and just, you know, pitch the best I can, and things will work out for themselves.
The positive to it, though, is that if they have a need, whereas last year there was a thought, who do we take, this year you've kind of elevated yourself to that first option, perhaps?
I mean, I hope so. I hope I'm one of the first choices when they come down here to pick somebody up. But like I said, and this is something else other than the game that I have to worry about. So really, I just got to worry about what I'm doing down here, and hopefully things will work out for themselves.
The fact that you were healthy and able to have a full spring, kind of coupled with the season you had last year, do you think it gave you a chance to make, once again, an even stronger impression on the Mets?
Yeah, it was definitely nice to come in the spring and be able to throw it in the big league games and then show that, you know, I'm back to healthy, having a healthy spring. You know, like you said, hopefully I left a better impression, and these guys that when they do need somebody, they think, well, you know, Dylan was pitching pretty good in spring. So, you know, I hope I left a good impression, but, you know, we'll see.
As a AAA rotation on paper, this one looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're pretty good, I think. The other guys on the team, I mean, they're great. Like I said, anybody could have got an opening day start. So I think we have we have great pitching staff, and the hitters are mostly all back. I mean, this team's pretty good.
We obviously know Terry here as a beloved figure in Buffalo. What was it like in big league camp having him running the show this spring?
It was great. It was energetic. I mean, the guy has a lot of passion for the game. And, you know, it spreads down through the system, I think. Everybody really respects him and the way he goes about the game. And like I said, you just can't help but rub off on you, and I think he's a great leader.
How much was that needed this spring? There's so much off-the-field negativity around the Mets. To have that positive influence, maybe at the right time.
Yeah, I feel like there's been a lot of negativity lately surrounding the Mets. And for him to come in, I mean, he's, like I said, I mean, as much negativity as there is off the field, he brings so much positivity in the clubhouse that, you know, nobody worries about the other stuff. They just got to worry about their job and play baseball. And I think he was great to come in.
How's it feel to get out on the field and even in the cold weather?
Feels great. I mean, we always like coming to Buffalo. I mean, and seeing all the new stuff that's been going on here, man. So it was pretty cool to see. So, you know, it's always nice to get back on the field. We get tired of working out inside. So even if it's cold, it's nice to get out here.